Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house. To your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house.
Party people. Party people.
What is going
to the arms house?
I'll bring arms out to your mum's house.
And you know this episode 52, I think it is. And look how brightly and well lit me and Theme are. And that's down to our Patreons, man. So we have a Patreon. The link is below. We've got 4 or 5 Patreons now, man. And
is it down to the Patreons?
Yeah, literally. That's where I got them from. I bought them off Amazon, you know what I mean? A couple of lights, you know what I mean? So please, I want to encourage more of you, man. The more Patreons we get, the higher quality we will become. But yo, Theme, how are you doing, man? You good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I like the fact that the video went down well.
Oh, what, the different types of graffiti writers? Shit, I keep breathing into the mic, sorry.
Different types of graffiti writers, part one.
Yo, son, you coming on this mission?
Oh, man, no, it's raining outside, man.
What do you mean, bruv? Every day you saying that.
I just get buffed anyway, man.
What, oh, for fuck's sake, bruv? Come on, man.
Oh, I do hope that's oat milk.
Oh, don't worry about that. I stole a pen from college.
Oh, you rascal. What, graffiti?
Yeah, let's go do some tags down Brick Lane.
Oh, I saw all about it in Vice documentaries.
Yeah, let's go.
YouTube, let's go.
Let's go.
Don't get paint on my vest.
It's foundation, son. New York, baby. I fucking been doing this shit, son. I did this shit before you was born, yo. Yeah, I was there. I was there. I bombed it. Word, son. Word.
Wait, bro. Would you put me out?
What the fuck do you want, man?
Put me out! Hey, what you gonna reach? Oi, dickhead! Pass it, Rudeboy, about you, right? You think you're right, bro? You think you come down the pit and just get a reach, bro? Who are you anyway, you dickhead? Jump up and down for me, bro. Jump up. Can't even jump up and down, bro. What? Well, little bit of green, yeah? Little bit of green, dickhead, about you, right? First thing about graph is, you've got to buy all the stuff. Should have been in PFB. Best mates. ¿Qué pasa, gringo? ¿Tú sabes quiénes somos? Plato, plomo, puto.
Puto! Hey, gringo!
As you know, yeah, I went to school with Zombie, like, everybody knows that, right? But Zombie went over Raid, right? And I was there, mate, you know, because I know all of them, right? And then Afro and Fizzer, they started beefing. I'm the only one stopping all the beef, mate, do you know what I mean? Because I know all of them. They're all my best mates.
But yeah, that went down good, man. We had a fun time filming that motherfucker.
I can't believe we did it so quick.
Bro, it don't take much, man. The idea, once the idea's there and the idea started sparking, we were writing down the different graffiti writers. We were like, yeah, we could put him like this and put him like that. And we just, you know, caught fun doing that. But like, I'm sure we missed out a bunch. So we're going to do.
We could have done it much better.
Yeah, the next one. We'll
Especially
do part
some
two.
Some of the characters I did, I could have done much better.
Nah, they would joke. The female one. The female one.
I can't believe, yeah. You said, listen, I'm gonna send it to you before I post it.
I did.
So you can check it out, see if it's too bait. Because I'm going, bruv, I look like a fucking absolute flamboyant. Yeah. And you're like, yeah. That's cool. Cool.
Bruv,
I promise I'll send it to you before I ping it out, yeah? Like 15 minutes later, I'm still at the kebab shop. Oh, yeah, I've posted it.
To be honest, I didn't want to give you room to, like, you know, pull out, you know what I mean? That's what she said. But no, for real, because that was the cherry on the top, man. You, the thirst trap writer.
That
but you're
such a rank scene. It is it's so butters.
But like Theme said, man, you know, we're going to do a part two. So let us know in the comments who we should include. What different types of writers do you know, man? Let us know. We had like someone say like the paranoid writer, which definitely is going to be a number two. And And like the my man Matt Script, friend of the yeah. show, he said, "Oh, the writer who only paints Leak Street but got 20,000 followers or whatever."
That's a good. There's yeah. a couple of brilliant. There's some other ones from Matt as well.
Oh, there's a whole bunch, man. Big up Avia as well. He gave us a couple suggestions for part two. So, yo, party people, let us know in the comments who we should include, man. There's so many, man. We've already got a list of like 10, 20 people anyway. So we want to add more onto it. Maybe we do a part three. Who knows?
Yeah, man. We missed out a few. So we got the Latinos one, bro. The Latinos, that is the best.
Hey, puto. The gang side.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, you do the background kind of Latino gangster with the gang signs and make you do it fucking perfectly, bro. Like, you definitely local, bro.
They literally 100%
local, bro. You're just there, yeah. But it looks, if I was to imagine that in my head, yeah. one of those dudes would have looked exactly like you.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, like you said, I'm local, bruv. I'm fucking local.
And another thing with you, yeah. That one when it's the hippies, not the hippies.
The hipsters.
The hipsters, yeah. Yeah. When you say let's go, and I say that, and you go, let's go! You say let's go again.
Yeah, let's go!
Oh, fucking man. I'm pissing us. You're so into it. Let's go!
Yeah. Party people, we also have some graffiti critique as well, so stick around for that. But I think first we should play a song. What do you reckon?
S-O-N-G.
Also, we're recording this on Sunday. It's like Guy Fawkes night or whatever, and you might hear fireworks happening in the background. We got double glazing, but you know what I mean? I don't know if it's really muffling the sound, so
I'm thinking one time when the neighbour comes out in her nightie and starts screaming for the cat.
Yeah.
Next to the flat and then going mental and farting and swearing. I should just take the laptop and go to the door.
Yeah.
And film her doing it.
Definitely.
So people can see how mental it is.
If you catch her doing it between now and Wednesday.
Bro, I could do that all the time.
Okay, so.
I've got a pair of those videos.
I'll put the video in now, here, over us. And just so people can understand what's going on. If you want. I mean, if you can send me a vid, I can
it's
do
a bit
that.
It's harsh, though, because she's just like some old dude. You know what I mean? She's
you'd have to put her face in it, but, yo, it might be funny. I don't know.
Fucking hell, she's so rank. She's been going mental today, so.
Oh shit.
Hopefully she's
just worn herself out.
But yeah, man, the video was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, man.
Fucking brilliant. What's the tune?
All right, we got Cannibal Ox. The group they're a group, right? It's got what's his name? What's the name of the rappers in Cannibal Ox? What's his fucking name? The big fat guy with the weird voice, really fucking dope MC. What's his Vast Air? That's it, Vast Air. Is his name. I don't know the name of the other guy.
Who are the other guys? Remember, man.
But Cannibal Ox, they were out on LP's label. Oh my God, my memory is so shit. But that mad label he did before he became Run the Jewels and before and after Company Flow, he did a record label. Definitive Jux was the name of the label.
That's it. That's yeah, it.
That's the name of the label. Ill label, very left field hip hop stuff. You know what I mean? Like, what's his name? Obviously LP and Nimla and Aesop Rock and fucking like that type of hip hop shit. But anyway, Cannibal Ox, this is called Stress Rap from 2001.
Some of the verses in this are sick.
Let's check it out.
Oh, the beat is sick.
City got a nigga feeling shitty, trying to make it through the struggle. Niggas bubbling the jungle, selling crack by the bundles. Yo, these raps might hunt you like a cat in the jungle. Staying lines off humble, make your whole team crumble. What the fuck made you fumble in these streets where they fuck you like the face of a demon? I was bit every evening, trapped in the eating, starving, never eating. Yo, I stay bleeding while you Jake stay trying to take freedom. I'm like just a brother trying to break even, moving through these odd days, watching every snake breathing, ready to deface the evening at night. I'm like just trying to reshape the meaning of life. Flowing on mics, blowing these types off of the earth. We living it worse, holding our life, ready to burst on the first. Thinking he got it. Yo, the apple stay
grinding. Stress wrapped in supplies of where we rest at. NY City full of nothing but stress cats that wanna test that flame of yours. We're not ready when we aim the war as absolute retaliation against all. For real.
That is a hook for real.
Stomp. Lyrics leave the mouth, they look like light beams with wings attached to the mic. I say fly rhymes, read between the lines. The beat be trying to sex me and marry me. I'm talking white picket fence and a family. They stand behind me and reflect reality. Stage one, master of ceremony. And when the seven magnificent walked in, raising hell the lower heaven, we explored all the crevices. Brothers is mad, I wear knowledge like a third degree. Burn like the match, put it to the rhyme book, make sure it all fits in the urn. The cream of life eats and rhymes of butter, that in which I churn. You can say these masculine thoughts are homosexual, cause they blow heads like that dead clothes designer. All men were created equal. MCs are uneven, acts blind man Steven. If he's even seen how the sunset looks, that's something you couldn't fail with a braille book. I'm here to smack your eardrum long, so hum along, let's communicate with rhythm.
Tell him to come along.
You get smacked right in the kisser like Jackie Gleason, and watch the sun set it off like light decreasing. Oh shit.
Stress rap, this applies to where we rest at. NY City full of nothing but stress cats that wanna test that flame of yours, but not ready when we aim the war. It's absolute retaliation against all. For real.
Jeez, I haven't heard that for ages.
What did you say? I wear what? Like third degree burns? Like he wears... I wear my hip hop like third degree burns. You know what I mean?
The beat be trying to sex me and marry me. I'm talking white picket fence and a family. Like, all this kind of shit. With wings attached to the mic, I say fly rhymes.
Oh, it's mate. Sick. And that reminds me of a song by Vast Air. He did a tune called The F Word that was remixed by RJD2. Yeah, that's one of my favorite hip hop tunes and hip hop beats of all time, man. But yo, killer track, man. There was something specific
so good, man,
that I think Theme wanted to touch on today, man. I know very little about it, but I do know a little bit.
I don't know if I should do it now.
Oh shit! You. I reckon if you don't mention names, I think you'll be good. And I remember us talking about this ages ago about wanting to talk about this story. And I know you want even on Killer Keller was going to talk about it or something years ago. But obviously there's lots of people involved in this story. I mean, we're being really vague now, but I reckon you should tell it, Theme, man.
I just wanted to tell it from my point of view.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it was such an odd position to be in. Being in that position, it was just fucking mental.
Take it back from the beginning, man. Take it back. Mental. Go for it, Themos, because I'm intrigued, man. Like I said, you've told me the story, but I'm sure you haven't told me every detail. And at the end of the day, I want to put a disclaimer as well. This isn't about glorifying any actions or anything like that. This is just a true story that happened to Theme. It involves Graf and it involves writers and it involves some other shit, but it's a kind of a fucked up story.
It's not quite the '90s, is it? I can't remember when it was. I was definitely in my 20s.
Yeah, early 2000s, man. Early to mid 2000s. I remember hearing about it anyway. Can I say as well, Theme, before, it's like me and you were best mates in primary school. When we were 7, 8, 9 years old, we were inseparable, I remember, for a few years. Then you got kicked out of the school and you went to army school and all that stuff. And we kind of drifted apart for many years. So this happened during that time. And then obviously we rekindled our friendship and whatnot a bit later on down the line. But I remember hearing about this shit happen from different people. None of it was really based in any sort of reality or anything like, you know, that I, you know, anything like that. But I remember you chatting to me about it. Anyway, take it from the beginning, bruv. Come on.
I just feel like a bit weird, you know, talking, but I don't know if I should say anyone's name. So there was me and I can't say like me and Thingy, and we were best mates. You know what I mean?
Just say that. It's fine. That's not important.
But it has to tie in. So it was cheat and theme, yeah? Cheat and theme, cheat and theme, cheat and theme. There was one writer called Cheat and one writer called Theme. And we used to use the same T at the end of his cheat. And we're going to theme. We did loads of cheater themes. And we just got associated as like basically cheat and theme.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like two of them. And
so this is early 2000s.
We were like good mates. You know what I mean? We were like best mates.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been on holiday with his fam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like his pops used to rent a villa in Spain. We went there. It was amazing. And we got in a fight there and fucking in Spain as well.
Jeez.
So we were like good mates. He went to our school.
Yeah, I know. I know the kid.
And he lived near me. You know what I mean?
I told a story on a previous podcast about how one of the first missions I ever did was on the district line at Eleanor Wilkinson School. And there was a kid in my school who said, nah, he didn't believe me. And he said, and I bet him two Posca marker pens that I would do it. And that was Cheat, who I was doing the bet with. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. Continue.
So yeah, we did go to school together. I didn't get kicked out at that 7, 8 years old. What are you talking about when you left?
Oh, at 9. It was after prep you got kicked out, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, but I was there for a couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 2 years or something, 1.5 years. Like
that's what I'm saying. It's from 7 to 9 years old.
I don't know how many years. He was at that school. We were mates there as well. And he was good at, you know, he was skilled artist. So when it came to graph, he was doing graph. You know what I mean? He was doing decent. Well, he was much, much, much better than me.
He was definitely artistically inclined. His parents were artists as well, if I remember.
Yeah, yeah. His parents were sick. Like, you go around, his pops would like help you learn bass guitar, like learn Metallica and shit like that. You know what I mean? His pops played, his mum's played. When they're sick.
Yeah.
Family are sick. And yeah, we were getting on really well. And then he did have a bit of a problem, yeah, Cheat, with like chucking it. But do you remember back then it was called chucking it? And he would chuck it, yeah, with everyone.
Yeah. It was out of insecurity.
Especially in like Chiswick and like Hammersmith and Barnes, you know what I mean? Because he lived.
Yeah.
They've moved now. So he lived on that railway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Up Staveley, massive alleyway along Chiswick, mile long alleyway. And he was always getting in beef. And I was always getting in beef as well. I had a loud mouth and I was shit. And I was a complete toy, you know, compared to him.
I remember you two had a rooftop.
He used to be good at, don't you remember? He used to be quite good at graph.
You two had a rooftop in Camden, I remember seeing back in the day. Like not a big, big rooftop, but like on top of a building, there was a wall. I don't know, maybe my memory is fucked, but I remember seeing a Cheat theme with a blue outline, dubs.
Sounds
anyway,
fucking sexual there. Sounds
yeah,
sexual there.
It does.
I don't have any photos of that.
Yeah.
We had a crew called TGS. So big up the TGS now, big up Sample and all those guys.
Mm.
But Transit Gangsters, Toys Get Smoked, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And Leper was in it.
And this Dogs was the height of your battle rap career as well. Back then, I know you was on the circuit rapping a lot and with all the, you know, Tony
D. I don't
D.
know, man. I thought it was earlier. I don't know. It was like... No, it must have been, yeah, because, yeah, I just remember where we used to go and shit. Yeah, of course it was, yeah. But that's by the by, you know what I mean? I was into the graph thing, doing this graph thing. But Cheat and Theme, it was associated together because he lived in Chiswick, you know what I mean? Bosch, we used to go and do graph all the time. Maybe Cheat and Theme, Cheat and Theme, Cheat and Theme, Cheat and Theme.
Yeah.
You
and I remember Cheat rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Even Cheat, I remember you even mentioned that Teach had a problem with him just because Cheat was kind of basically Teach backwards. Like,
yeah, but that was just something that would have been, yeah, back then with all the shit going on to us, yeah.
Yeah,
that would have been the most minor, the most minor. Like, cool, we're just not getting Fulham. Do you know what I mean? Like, we just won't go.
Yeah.
And that's what we used to be like. You know, there was like no reaches of the, like we stopped at like kind of Fulham, you know, Hammersmith roundabout going into Fulham.
Yeah.
But FLS. Fucking hell, bruv.
I don't
just beefing with every single one of them. Yeah,
yeah, but everyone was beefing FLS, man. Even our crew was beefing them. Every
yeah, but he's, you know, he's on his J's. I'm basically just a proper toy writer, you know what I mean? So that's it. But I'm just getting bare reaches everywhere.
Yeah. You love the sport of it.
I had some dubs. I had some dubs and shit. But I just always remember thinking, shit, he's much better than me. You know, when we did a dub. So I get him to like try and help me and do a bit and shit like that. And to be fair, he taught me a lot of shit. He just knew how to do it.
A bit like me and Frez early on. Frez was much more inclined. I mean, I was very artistic, but when it came to graph, Frez schooled me a lot because he was being schooled by Bozo and all them lot. You know what I mean? And like kind of, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. Continue.
And there was mad beef going on all the time, yeah?
Hmm.
One time they went away on holiday and the FLS, basically like the FLS, like completely battered his house, bruv. Like got scratched and reaches in the front door area, put the hose pipe through the letterbox, turned it on, left it on.
Shit, I didn't
know that. Battered his house. And he'd managed to keep, look, mad beef away from the front door.
Well, yeah.
I think Touch was starting to find out where he lived because you know, Touch was always on road, like always. And he's got family in those areas. He's always around.
Nah.
And that was like back at the height of Touch being Touch. So you were always like a little bit like shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Like I remember those days when people, when the beefs used to cross those lines where, yeah, people's houses started getting fucked up and shit. I remember a couple of stories like that, man. Fucked.
And he came back from holiday. I didn't go on this one. He came back from holiday and he bailed me like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I'm like, what? I've been to his house. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I hear the shit. I'm like, fuck it.
Jesus.
And they like got reaches in the door and that. Oh, I can't remember what else, but they, you know what I mean? They were like a fucking bunch of chiefs, basically.
Yeah, they crossed the line for sure. That's crazy.
And he might have come back and the hose pipes on through the letterbox and shit. You know what I mean? Fuck it. His parents, like, and he had to break it down to his parents. Oh, like,
literally.
His arms house. They brought arms to the mum's house.
Yeah, literally. That's kind of fucked up, but yeah.
And that was just one thing. That was just one thing. Do you know what I mean? GFS weren't happy with him. And they were like West London. It's just everyone, man.
Yeah.
Fucking everyone. So we were beefing everyone. Anyway, there was and this also, one guy.
To a degree as well, I'm not defending cheats as much, but he was an easy target as well to a certain degree. You know what I mean? Like, I think he got picked on as well. Does that make sense? Or no? Maybe I'm remembering wrong, but anyway, sorry, continue.
Well, what are you saying?
No, I mean, as in, you know, cheat was, you know, he didn't have the backup, you know what I mean? And like, you know, so I think people took advantage to a certain degree, but he, like you said, he was antagonizing as well to a certain degree. I don't know. Continue. Sorry.
Yeah, no, he's always problems. Yeah. Always. Because to him, yeah, a lot of them, if you're much better than someone, but then, you know, star wise, letter wise, and you're actually doing graph and you're much better than someone. It came with that. And he was a kid, you know what I mean? Giving it the bravado. But you would have something in you saying, no. People like Nevs, yeah. Big up Nevs. remember Nevs is graph, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, he used to fucking rinse cheat, yeah. All of them and hated him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hated him.
Yeah.
So he must have been thinking, but, bruv. You know what I mean? Look at my graph compared to, because some of his shit was good. It was good graph. You know what I mean? Like aggressive dubs. You know what I mean? It was good. It was good graph. A good, decent hand style, decent throw up. Really good throw up.
But he was only active for a few years, though. It wasn't like, because there was a time when it abruptly stopped, didn't it? I'm assuming because of this story.
Yeah, because of this case.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's one writer in around that area, yeah, who's on the come up, and he's not doing the same kind of reaches as everyone else. He's you know, when you're a tour and you're coming up with your own style,
yeah.
But you should really hold it down and just catch normal reaches and keep practicing your. You know, he just came out just doing it,
yeah. And they were good. And I mean,
he's not what he's famous for now. This geezer, you know, a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
He's a fucking brilliant guy. I don't really know him too tough, but he's a what he's got going on, he's obviously just smashed the world to bits. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, so this guy now we're mentioning, we want to preserve his anonymity, but you all know him. You all not know him personally, but you definitely know his graph. He's pretty well known. Really fucking good artist. And I call him a friend of mine, man. Again, I'm not going to mention who it is. Those who know will know, but I consider him a friend as well. I know him from even way back.
I was in a fucking burger joint, like a well-known, I don't know which one it was. You know what I mean? It was like a Five Guys or some shit, but it wasn't a Five Guys. It was one of those kind of type places. Mm. And he'd done them all the menus in there and shit. And I said, this geezer.
No, they were on it early on.
Me and she have done, yeah. This geezer just completely smashed it.
Oh, they were smashing it. They were doing lots of rooftops.
Quite a lot of Holland, like Amsterdam, Rotterdam. And you can see that from early. Do you see what I was saying about how he just came out with these kind of different reaches straight away? And back then when you're a youth and there's like the one, like everyone's trying to bite like MTS, DDS, the TKS. Yeah. Like that's it. That's the way to get a London reach. And if you're not kind of on that vibe, then you're a dickhead. You know what I mean? And you better be mad good. And that's what happened to some of the VFL crew. That's what happened to people like that.
ATG.
Exactly. That's what happened to people like that. It was a bullshit thing, but it was like, yo...
Yeah,
this is London style. Everyone's trying to do this stuff, and it kind of got to the stupid level where it didn't matter if the shit they were doing was good.
It was
people
mad.
Still had beef. It was and mad. That made it worse because they're good.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of fucked up back then. So if you weren't doing the London style, then you were a bumpkin, you were a pussy, you were whatever.
And me and Cheat jumped on that.
Yeah,
like we jumped on that because this geezer started getting up. Yeah,
okay.
And those kind of areas, we completely, for any of those kind of areas, apart from obviously, man, like Blink and Touch and Rare, you would, the cheating theme would have been, that was kind of like our little tiny patch, yeah?
Yeah.
Big fish in the tiniest pond you've ever seen in your life, yeah?
Yeah.
And there's this geezer coming around, he blatantly lives around the area because he's absolutely battering it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's fucking dog shit, yeah? His reach is fucking dog shit.
Okay.
I can't even remember what, it wasn't what he's famous for now, yeah. And we weren't having it.
Yeah.
So we'd lining him out. And then he had the balls to fucking line us up. And we thought like we were like the big men on the parade. You know what I mean? And like, we're not having it.
Yeah.
But he really started dogging out Cheat. I guess Cheat had more ground. I don't know
It was you guys who instigated it, basically. He wasn't dogging you guys out. Until,
100%. Because he lived on that. Who we're talking about? Cheat, yeah, lived on that in that estate in Staveley.
You'd have to
mention
specific.
The whole 1 mile alleyway, it makes a big, big difference.
Okay.
That whole alleyway behind his house. Runs to like Barnesbridge Station all the way to like Chiswick Station.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one straight railway. And there's an alleyway that goes the whole way. And if you live around those areas, you call it 1 mile alley. It's
I remember.
Bear graph down there. Bear graph all the time.
Yeah.
Mad easy spot. If you can see someone coming from a million miles away. I mean, we had mad amounts of graph down there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the best spots. There was like one big bit of wall. And it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you know that area, that's because that alleyway meant quite a lot. It was like the trackside facing alleyway. So all the trains would see it. And he started like getting, obviously he's going to do mad reaches and mad dubs in there. And the guy. So we're thinking like fucking up because basically the side of the house is Cheat's house. Like it's one of the walls you graph on. It's the side of his house, but they just happen to have a garden fence. But the neighbor, it's just his house. You know what I mean? The red brick wall, sick wall to paint.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, keep going. So what happens? So you guys are beefing him now. You guys are lining
him
out.
We're beefing him and all this kind of shit. And he's a toy. Cheat's a little bit better at graph still than dude. And it's all kicking off all the time. And back then, you know, you're chilling in parks and shit, you know, you see each other and shit, all that kind of like ute shit.
Mm.
and there'd been a few rucks, and we'd like we'd beat, like, you know, unfortunately we'd beaten him up like two or three times, you know what I mean? I'd hit him around the, I caught him outside Turnham Green Station, and I thought I had to do something, you know what I mean? I jacked the skateboard off his mate, and I was, you know, just ridiculous shit.
Yeah, stupid shit.
And for me, yeah, it was done, because like the most recent time we bumped heads, like I think we weighed him in. And we weighed him in twice. So then I was, for me, you know what I mean? That's it. But for some reason, their beef continued like a little bit. I can't remember why. I got, maybe Cheap was probably just still, I don't know, being a dick. But I don't know. Anyway, there's mad beef. And it's been mad years and years of fights and seeing each other like three or four times and actually being full on blows. Yeah. In that time, I'm going to Richmond College, which is just mad. That in those years, just completely about graph. There was nothing else. It was just graph. That was it. Man. It was like fucking graph school. Everyone who went there was a writer. Yeah, it was ridiculous. You just sit in Glades and just everyone just bummed all day. And we had that fucking security guard, the lanky geezer with the beard, and we called MC Tallbeard. We used to come over and like, try and lecture you.
Nah,
you
Red Beard.
Calling him MC Tallbeard.
Red Beard. That's what we called him. That's what we called him. Yeah, he used to be.
Me and Buzz called him MC Tallbeard.
Because everyone would be chilling in the car park of Richmond College, like blazing in the cars, yeah? And then suddenly he'd creep up and then just go like that, put his hands on the front of the bonnet and go, hey, I just caught you. We're like, shit, like that, yeah? I remember that guy.
He was a dickhead. He was a proper cunt.
He was a proper cunt, that guy, Redbeard. But yo, Richmond College, man, for people that might not know, man, like it's obviously in Richmond, Twickenham area. And everyone around London, if you couldn't get into a decent college or if you fucked up your GCSEs and your school or whatever, everyone ended up going there. It was either there or West Thames College, yeah? Enough writers went to those colleges. I remember in Richmond College, it was people from Acton High School, from Ham, and fuck, what was that school? Like all the GFS lot went to fucking
Twyford.
Yeah, from Twyford, but no, the one in Ham and Sheen and them areas there. What was it? Fucking Grey Court School. Grey Court. Enough of them, man. And GFS lot went to Grey Court, and they all ended up going to Richmond College. So everyone was there.
Mad amount of writers there. Enough. That was sick times.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Sick times. Yeah. Do you remember like the hallways and shit?
Oh, everything, mate,
was battered, bro.
Everything. And Glades. There was that area, Glades. Where
Glades, that's what I'm saying. We used to sit in Glades and blaze there.
And bomb. Yeah.
And do you remember the place? There was like a, you could go upstairs there and only like the, we could call them the freaks, only like the junction, they were called like Junction 13.
Junction 12, yeah, Junction 13.
Only the Junction 12s go over there, bro. I'm like, bum you, so yeah. You're sitting over there, yeah, you're Junction 12 cunt. You like take the space.
So fucked up.
In like my shot jacket and my skinhead with the fucking shot jacket.
And do you remember as well,
being a cunt,
at Richmond College, there was the Otis Spunkmeyer chocolate chip cookies that everyone used to get for, and they'd always run out every lunch.
Was it Otis Spunk?
It was called Otis Spunkmeyer. I remember catching so much joke off that name.
No, it wasn't.
I swear to you, the name of the cookies.
I thought it was called after some like old granny or something, you know, old Mary's cookies.
It was Otis. Okay, I might be remembering wrong, but I don't know why I got Otis Spunkmeyer on my head.
Big up Otis Spunkmeyer.
Yeah, salute, Otis. Sorry.
In this time, yeah, of all this. This beef is now plateaued, yeah? And I'm at Richmond College, bruv. Some of the people we just mentioned were mates with this geezer's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was on a long course at Richmond, and this geezer was on a shorter one. He was on like a 1 or 2 year. So there was like a year where he wasn't there, and then suddenly he just appears, yeah? I'm like, fucking hell, that's dude's brother, like. We can have a beef. Because you know when it's young, like the first thing is like, oh, you can have a beef with him. Like, rare. Because you know who that is. That's like Fingy's brother. And you're like, oh, fucking hell. No, I've got to like have a beef with this geezer.
Yeah,
you know
yeah. I mean? Okay, so wait. Just to be clear. You and Cheat have been beefing this kid. You've had a couple of rucks, like where you've beaten him up, basically, yeah? And lining to and forth is plateaued, like you said. You're at Richmond College. And now this dude's older brother, you see him at Richmond College.
He starts coming to college.
Yeah. Okay.
And we become cool. You know what I mean? We become cool. We start blazing weed together and shit. Not like brethrens.
Yeah.
But if he was in the group that I was blazing with, that's funny you mentioned that because Glazer, that's all it was.
Yeah,
you're going to Glades, you were just blazing.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the fucking college.
Skunk. This was early days of Skunk as well.
This is when Skunk was come. Like, this is when Skunk had been around for a couple of years. You know what I mean? It was mad.
Yeah. And I remember at Glades.
They're blazing. If he was there blazing with us.
And I remember
it was like became cool like that. Do you know what I mean? Like we kind of rarely saw each other, but when we saw each other, we say you're right, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But I mean, had a zoo.
And I remember those were the days. Place. Those were the days when it was like 25 quid for a quarter. No, for an eighth of Skunk, and everyone would meet at Glades. Everyone would have like £2. I got £2.50. I got £3. I got everyone would put their change together, and then there was that guy, the white man dread. White dready guy.
Yeah, he had the best weed.
He had the best skunk. And so everyone would go to him.
He was
like,
around Richmond Hills as well. Yeah. He's from Richmond Hills and just blazed there.
And he's have a handful
but
of change.
He started getting rinsed, bruv.
Yeah, I know he
That's
did.
That's why he stopped, bruv.
I
he
know.
Started getting fucking jacked.
I know, bruv. I know.
I saw it one time in the hallway, man. They fucked him up.
It's crazy. I remember that as well, man. But yeah,
probably
but
at the height of when he was getting the best.
That was it.
He was getting some mad kind of
for the skunk, yeah. And then we used to just all
punk,
gather our pennies together and give him money, and then take the weed and sit in Glades and blaze it and pass it round. And oh, you're fucking.
Do you remember sitting in Glades with your brethren, yeah? And then one of you would have to go and ask the dealers, yeah, like right, there's thingy, yeah. Go and ask them, yeah, because you got like 15 quid or 10 quid or something.
Yeah.
You know, we got that. You've got 10 bit of pox or 10 bit of weed.
Yeah.
Then you'd come back to your brain and you're like, thingy's got normal green.
Yeah.
Dude's just got normal pox. I didn't see it. I couldn't get a look at it. And get the green. You go back to get the green. A couple of dealers. But if Dreads was there, you had to get it off.
I just noticed the t-shirt in the background. Me, myself, and Akai shout out Michael Parkinson every time. And we still haven't got him on the pod. We got to get him on the pod, man. Shit.
Yeah, that's exactly, man. I'm going to keep this here till he comes on, man.
Yeah. All right. Sweet.
Pretending he's here. He's looking kind of white today. They're still parking.
Yo, come on, theme. Let's go. So you've met his brother. You're bunning weed with him. Whatever.
And I want to emphasize the point that we are cool.
Yeah.
Me and the skeezers, completely cool. Like it would be a we're blazing weed together.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, for me the beef's kind of stopped. Very rare. I don't know how long it was, but we were me and Rob, me and Cheat were out as mates. I'm not even on a writer's thing, just out of it getting pissed. Like the Heart Bar and all that kind of shit, bruv. Used to go there.
Heart Bar, yeah, I remember that.
We got smashed somewhere around there. And we're coming back on whatever last train. Get to Gunnersbury and get off the station a bit lagged in that. We've got no pen, got no nothing like that. It's not on a writer's thing. And we're getting towards the stairs and I'm like, yo, I've got to go for a piss. Because I was desperate for a fucking slash. So I go down, and he's like, I just went down the platform where it goes onto the tracks, and I just went for my piss there, yeah? And as I'm doing that piss, a train must have come in from, you know, wherever. And I hear the, you know, just all the usual people getting off and shit like that. But by the time everyone, all the normal people have just gone up the stairs and stuff, there's like this row going on. Mm. And all I hear is, yo, look who it is. Like this, yeah? And I'm thinking, oh. My first thought was, fucking hell, yeah.
Well, who said
someone
look who
is sparking, someone is chucking it again because of like who he is. Do you know what I mean? Thinking, and I have to back him.
Wait, hold on.
The lash. Blah.
You and Cheat are on a train station right now, and you said it's the other guy, the guy who you were beefing
with. No, we got off the train, and everyone had gone off. We were hanging around the platform for whatever reason.
Okay.
But I said I'm going for a piss, and I go down that bit where the platform goes down and onto the tracks. So I'm like, go down down the side of that wall.
Yeah.
And as I'm having that piss, I hear people say, "Oh, look who it is." And I'm thinking, fuck, you know what I mean? I wonder who this is. It could have been anyone, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, shit, I better go back and, you know, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back and see what's going on. And it's this guy, and his brother, who I've been chilling, smoking weed with at Richmond College.
Oh shit! Okay.
Squaring up to cheat.
They thought he was alone.
Maybe at that point, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were coming off the train. I think that's what I remember is, yo, look who it is. But I can't quite remember who said it. It could have been Cheat saying it to them, to be fair. Don't know who was coming on a beef thing, to be fair. No idea, because I wasn't there. I was going for that piss. But when I come back from the piss, there's an obvious kind of collision. And I don't know about dude's brother, but I'm thinking they're standing there thinking, holy fucking shit, like... You know, I mean, these two are blatantly going to fight. Mm. It's going to be like the fourth, fifth fight they've had. So yeah. It's blatantly going to happen. And he's with his brother.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And I hope that my brother, if I was ever in a fight, he would just pile in.
Of course.
You know what I mean? You don't even hope. Like, you kind of know.
Hell yeah.
And then he's going to say, why the fuck are you fighting with them or whatever? But even if you knew them, your brother's going to pile in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, fucking hell. And because they're still kind of squaring up to each other on the platform, both standing up.
Mm-hmm.
And bosh, they start fighting. And obviously, if I'm the dude's brother, I can only think for myself. If I'm the dude's brother, I'm like, yo,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm scrapping.
Yeah.
It's on. It's obviously on. You know what
Remind
I mean?
Me what station brother. This is. Ravenscourt.
Gunnersbury.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
And them man are fighting. And I remember, thinking this dude's about the same height as me. I think he was a little bit smaller than me, which was like a miracle at the time. You know what I mean?
And you were boxing as well back then, right? You were training?
No, I was doing like all the other shit, like jiu-jitsu and martial art. I was getting a bit too confident, And... But I remember like holding fists up like this, but and at the same time, because Rob is my best friend, man. This is the fucked up thing, bruv. Mm. This is why it fucked me up. Because what am I supposed to fucking do, This is my best, and for me, this beef is over, bruv.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But obviously wasn't over for the dude, you know what I mean? The guy
maybe
who we're not mentioning.
I don't want to say that on the pod and people think, he's saying that he definitely started. I was having that piss. I don't know who started chucking it, basically. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, fair enough.
But I've been on holiday, recently been on holiday with his fam. His family.
No, we get it. That's your mate. So if you're going to
I'm chilling at college. My brethren's are mates with this geezer.
With his brother. Yeah, exactly. And
I've blazed oots with him three, four, five times.
So you want nothing to do. Circle. You want nothing to do with it. But your best mate is getting in a ruck, and at the end of the day, you have to jump.
If I have to ruck, I'm going to have to punch this geezer who goes to my college. I'm seeing on a daily basis. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, who's around? It's like
who you don't really have a problem with, but you just
I don't have a problem with.
You just have to.
But I'm just supposed to spark him.
We've all been in that position, man. I've been in fights where I don't want to fucking fight. I got no problem with the other people, but because it's my mate doing it, I got to fucking do it. And then afterwards, I will have words with my mate and go, "Yo, you put me in a position that I didn't want to be in, man. That's fucked up." But afterwards, you talk about that. While it's happening, you got to just jump in for your boy. You can't not. You know what I mean? You can't not. Anyway.
Especially
back then, exactly.
That's all it was about.
Yeah.
It was always someone saying, we're looking for cheating theme, or have you seen cheating theme?
Together,
it got to a stage where everyone was trying to fucking fuck us up.
Yeah.
Like everyone. And I'm kind of in it because... You know what I mean? Because I'm his brethren, and I do graph. But I haven't started beefing with all of these fucking.
No, of course.
You know what I mean? I was safe with some of the FLS lot.
I remember back then as well. A lot of the FLS when they were dogging people, they didn't put up their tags. They just would put FLS. So when they ended up dogging me and my crew out, I was just like anyone who claims FLS was getting it on site. You know what I mean? It was like that. You know what I mean? I didn't care if they were involved or if they didn't want to do it.
Like all the fucking time.
All the time, yeah.
This is what when Touch would come and rob all of your brethren and not you and be like, safe, Bridget, in front of all of your brethren.
Yeah,
you're like,
exactly.
Nah, that's safe, because you want to be seeing that you're safe with touches. You're like, yeah, safe, I'm safe.
Yeah.
And all your bench is like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Well, you know that geezer.
There was nothing you could do. But also, I remember even times where you would meet someone, and because you knew they were mates with the guy you were actually beefing with, you're like, okay, I haven't caught your mate, but I'm going to fuck you up. So you tell your mate what happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was that stupid fucking shit going on all the time, man. It probably still goes on to this day. I mean, you know what I mean? It's stupid. But yeah, anyway, so you guys are rucking now on Gunnersbury Station. No.
So they're fully rucking, yeah?
Them
and
too.
Me and the brother are still like, and he's kind of clocking me, and I'm kind of clocking him, thinking. Yeah.
If he jumps in, you're jumping
He's in. He's thinking, like, looking back now, he's thinking, is this guy who I've been chilling with going to spark me?
Mm.
Yeah. And I'm thinking the same thing, but I'm thinking of it more because he's the brother of the geezer who's fighting. So I'm like, yo, he might go for it. He might try and swing at me. So I'm kind of, and I remember, yeah, doing this kind of shit, but going like, because as well, if I was going to style it out, I had to style it out well enough for Cheat to think that I'm having a ruck with this geezer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's having a full blown ruck. How's he going to like be looking? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what's going on with me and this geezer's brother?
Yeah.
Anyway, they fall on the tracks. Yeah, they fall on the tracks. Oh, they roll shit. Across all of them, bruv.
Rah.
All of them. Physically, both of them roll across. Because I remember they were on the wall side.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And we broke it up.
Oh, everyone jumped down. You jumped down. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
jumped down.
Shit. Yeah.
And there's people there.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be like, you know what I mean? And we get everyone back on the platform. I don't know what we said, but it obviously didn't go very well, yeah, because the bam. But it went, there was all right on the platform for a cut, and then it sparked off again, yeah?
Yeah.
So again, for me, I'm going like this with the geezer's brother, but going like...
Yeah, yeah,
but,
leave
you know,
yeah.
Like, I've got to pretend, like the fucking weirdest situation ever, bruv.
Yeah.
He didn't swing for me, and I didn't swing for him, nothing. Touch
I mean, there is a certain sense of, and I've been in this situation a couple of times where two people are rucking, and you're like, let's let them catch a fair one, as they say, as in let these two mano y mano work it out,
yeah.
And no one else jump in. You know what I mean?
I did think that for a hot second, because I was like, yo, if I don't jump in, because it was always me and him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I was fighting a lot of...
Of course you
want to. I fought a lot of his battles, yeah?
Yeah.
With him. If I don't jump in, then this could be like the decider. You know what I mean? This could be like the settler. This could be it. I did think that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were both quite roughed up.
Yeah. To a degree, I know I felt this way with my crew members, with SDF. If anything happened to one of those members, I took it as if it happened to me. You know what I mean? If someone sparked out Zeal, or if someone lined out Simrock, or if someone did something, I took it like, oh, they lined me up. And now I'm going to act accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I get that
feeling.
He's lining
the crew out. Like, you go.
It's just, I took every... And then I told everyone in my crew, I told them, anything you do, you're not only doing it for yourself, you're doing it in my name as well. So I used to have to call out my own crew as well and go, yo, don't fucking do that. I know that guy. He's my boy. Chat to me about it. Don't just dog him out, or don't... call him out or whatever, you know what I mean? Because you're doing that in my name, and I know the fucking guy. You know what I mean? Like, so many fucking convoluted bullshit things like that, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry. So
silly little world.
It's kicked off again on the platform. You've come back off the tracks. Now you're rucking.
Yeah, and it
the
kicks
platform.
Off again. Yeah.
And you're like that, going like with his bro, going yeah.
And I haven't. We didn't touch each other.
Yeah.
It's fallen on the tracks again.
Oh,
and
shit.
They've fucking gone to the other side again.
Yeah,
and they've battered him. To be fair, he's battered him, and Cheat has lost this battle. Yeah,
okay.
And their man go.
Yeah,
they leave. So they've won basically, and they leave. You
but
know
Cheat
they're
is still
able to just leave. But he's on the tracks.
Oh, but he gets up. Cheat.
No, he's on the other side of the tracks near the wall, yeah. Just lying there.
Oh shit!
And eventually, like, he gets up. And he's, to be fair, you know what I mean, if he ever sees us, I don't know, but he's lost, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still standing on the platform. And this is where it gets kind of deep for me.
Mm.
So I'm standing on the platform of those old school district line platforms here, but the bottom of everything is just grey rocks. There's little grey pebbly, kind of, well, not little, but they're kind of like quite big
grey pebbly
things there.
Yeah.
And when he's getting up, yeah, I don't know if I've pulled off my fucking charade with this geezer's brother in front of Chi for him to believe like, yo, theme was down, because I didn't want to get into all of that. Like, why don't you fucking back me up?
Yeah, you can't.
I was thinking, yo, have I done it? And I hadn't done it. Basically,
okay.
By the time he crosses the tracks, gets to the platform, yeah,
mm-hmm.
he's like looking up at me, we're like face to face, and I'm looking down because I'm bending down to like ready to help him up.
Yeah,
and he's looking up, and he just fucking as a best mate would, he just goes fucking mental. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
At me, the fuck was that? Like, he clocked the whole charade thing that I'd done. And it was like a bad moment. He was like a best mate, and he went, you know, he singled me out for, and he clocked the different times when I didn't do shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he just blatantly just read me my rights, and I was like, fuck.
But obviously, but also he,
because he is right. But at the same time, you know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah.
Who's doing the right thing anyway? Even if you think about wrong or right, I'm not even fucking beefing with those fucking guys anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck's going on, bruv? Fucking smoking weed with him, and like we've beaten up this geezer like three times.
I've
licked him around the head with a skateboard. Like, four, the geezer was sitting on a bench.
Yeah,
and I was standing above him. You know what I mean? You don't need, what's going on? How can you have another? Because we're being cunts,
mm-hmm.
just being stupid little ratty cunts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I get it, man. Yeah.
And anyway, he's going militant at me, yeah? And I'm still like trying to help him up. And his face is bust. He's lost, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm helping him out. He's going fucking mental.
Yeah.
And as I'm trying to help him up, he says to me something like, he asked me a question, yeah, or something like that. Why? But basically, why weren't you fucking weighing him in and then helping me out?
Yeah.
Because we'd had bear fights together, me and...
No, I get it. Chief. I get it. I bear. Get it. Yeah.
And I said, I just... Because I'm looking down at the tracks, sir. And I said... And I'm trying to be like, why didn't I do it? I'm trying to think of a reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In your adolescent mind, you're just, you know, you're not... You don't have the gift
where there's been a mad hormonal fight of young you. Yeah, I mean, it's at the scene.
Yeah, and like the most important thing is not losing face and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
not losing face, and how can I blag it? You know what I mean? What shall I say that? Because Chi didn't know that I was cool with this geezer's brother.
No,
because if I knew, if I said that to my best mate, he'd be like,
have the gift of hindsight right now. This is 20 years ago, over 20 years ago this happened. So now we can speak on it on clarity, but in the moment... Like the,
I was just thinking that, like, because I could have just said, you know, I've been smoking weed with, he's.
Yeah, like I said, an adult would have just said. Yeah, in hindsight,
look,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm smoking weed with this geezer's brother. He's actually all right. I'm chilling with him. Like, do you know what I mean? Do you want to allow it?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking down at the tracks. His hands, I'm trying to pull him up. And he's like, why didn't you just fucking, what the fuck were you doing, Rary? Something like that. And I said, I would have just picked up one of those grey rocks and just dashed it in his head.
Mm.
And at that time, I was known for being like a bit, little bit, and I mean, we'd had all these fights together and shit, and he bent down to get one of those rocks.
Oh shit!
But he's so fucked that he's gonna, wherever he goes, it's gonna be slowly. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, this geezer's fucked. His face is all mashed up. He's been licked.
Yeah.
And he's picked up this fucking rock, yeah? And because I've not had any fight with it, I'm like, yo, I'm gone. I'm going to sprint over to them and say to them, like, this has to be done now, yeah? I mean, you sort of weighed him in, rare. That's cool, yeah?
Yeah.
But he's, and I was going to, if he comes with like a fucking weapon or something, just, that's it, you know what I mean? Just let's allow it.
But also in graph terms as well, if someone gets beaten up and then word gets out, oh, he beat up this dude, which did happen a lot, you know, and then people, other graffiti writers go, ah, okay, he fucking got beaten up.
He's not going to be a target in the rest of his
life. He's going to be a target now, you know, which is fucked up as well. And so that was a factor to a certain degree.
And there was already this name of us lot, Chief Thief.
Yeah.
Doing these rows, and now it's going to be finally someone's like completely licked him.
Jeez. Yeah.
And I said that. So then I run up, you got Gunnersbury Station, yeah? You don't know whether someone's gone left or right because these two have bopped off.
Mm.
And I'm like, fucking hell, fucking hell, fucking hell, fucking hell. And I choose one and I just dash that way, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And so imagine what they're thinking. They're bowling down the street. Two brothers
mm-hmm.
who've just blatantly won a fight. You know what I mean? Probably like having a good time. They see me running towards them, shouting like, oi. Obviously, I'm shouting like, oi, yeah. whatever. And they're thinking, holy shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't know what they're thinking, but I'm running towards, go, oi.
Yeah.
And I'm coming to tell them like, fucking, he's coming with this thing. Just fucking allow it. I wish I could talk to one of them about it because I would want to know what I was saying back then, but
yeah.
I certainly don't think I was kicking off.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn and they come towards me, we're chatting face to face. And remember, I think Cheat is battered because he is battered.
Mm.
So I don't know how long this conversation has gone on for, but for me, it didn't go on for a very long time, yeah? And then...
And you remember trying to tell them... Just fuck off, you know, go away.
No, not fuck off. Like, no. I'm like, yo, for me, like, that could be, like, the end of the...
Yeah,
the
squashed.
Fucking squashed, bruv.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And try and, like, shake hands with his brother or whatever and say, yo, we're still cool, you know, whatever. Mm. That was... So, as I'm talking to him, I don't know what we're talking about now. It's just... Something happens to him, just like, because we're face to face. And he's just gone, yeah? And it turns out that, because obviously, I don't know, the Cheat's come from behind me because he's come the same direction as me. So I'm already, like, I'm face on with these two guys.
Mm.
And I think he's going to take a long time. He hasn't taken a long time. And he's just hit this person
mm-hmm.
in the fucking head. I don't know how... He swung it. I don't know anything because I was looking at him.
Yeah. Happened in a split second. Yeah. And he's
obviously been well, very, you know, he's been hit in the head very hard with the one of the fucking rocks from the underground.
Mm.
I still don't really know that. Obviously, I don't know that at all. And the sound, bruv, was like completely... different to how you think it would sound.
Oh shit.
And I remember that. And I remember and the sound that he made orally as well.
Oh shit.
Different to like a normal kind of sound that you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And fuck. I remember thinking, fucking hell. Because you know when you've seen someone actually hurt before?
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like in the military, if someone's screaming like they're cool, like we're gonna go to this person who's not screaming, mm-hmm. you know. If you've been injured on a fucking war zone and you're fucking screaming, you've got energy to scream, you've got no blood in your... If you're like not... like, you know what I mean? The medic goes there first. You know what I mean? And...
So he just
These sounds were like fucking... Stay with me forever. They're fucking horrific.
Jesus. Yeah.
Horrific. This is not a huge... This is just the natural sound of like a... almost mortally wounded animal, yeah? Like if you were hunting or something. And you're like, holy fucking shit. And I turn to Cheat. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And we talk, I don't know if he said, what shall I do, whatever. We talk about what he should do. And I said, yo.
What about his brother?
His brother's obviously gone down straight away, like trying to attend to his brother.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He's on one knee, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And my man's just standing there, like, wobbly, you know what I mean? Like, A, pissed from going out all on the lash, and then fucking having two rounds, like, there's two fights on the seat.
Yeah.
and his best friend not doing anything. Like, this geezer's mind is fucking gone.
Mm.
I'm like, you just got a fucking dust. I remember saying, you've just got a fucking dust. You've just got a fucking dust. Because obviously I didn't know what to to say. I think, and it's quite a long road that road's on. Yeah.
I don't want to get
Wellesley Road or something.
I don't want to get too graphic, and I get that, you know, it was horrific to see that, man. But like, was there blood and shit, and like, was it graphic like that or not? I mean, you don't.
Obviously there was like, yeah, it was.
Jeez.
Like I said, the best way that was like a, yeah. If you have any kind of nature inside of you whatsoever, you can tell that this form of nature is absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those ones. It could be whatever it is. You're just like, fuck. Like, everyone is like, fucking hell.
Man.
And, he tries to dust. Yeah, he dusts. There's two people walking down the street. The bro is still attending to his brother.
So you stayed. Yeah. You didn't dust.
I'm standing there like, I still haven't fucking moved. I'm just like, kind of, wait a minute. So I'm telling him, I'm bridging to dust while these people are like nearly dying. Like, what the fuck's going on? I'm just like, what the fuck's going on? Mm. But he just needed to get out of there anyway. So didn't matter if I said to him, just dust.
Yeah,
you just got to fucking go, bruv.
Mm-hmm.
And these two people, and I knew there was a couple, and I can't remember which one I knew. I knew the girl or I knew the guy somehow. One of those kind of can't remember kind of links how we met, but just in the area. And he had a mobile phone.
Mm.
Yeah.
They weren't so available.
Yeah, they weren't then. Like, yeah, exactly, man. Like, I didn't have one. And I took his phone. He was a bit weird. Something weird happened, but I took his phone and called an ambulance. Yeah.
You called the ambulance?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it's me and the brother at this point. I don't know, but we got a phone off this couple,
mm-hmm.
who were walking down the street, and somehow I knew one. I can't remember which one, and by the ambulance, and old Bill comes over like, and that's it, bomb.
Yeah.
I'm nicked on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what those two, what happened to his brother. I've got no idea whatsoever.
Yeah, you get separated now and you're on.
But I am nicked, heavily nicked.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously I'm like, this is a ridiculous situation.
Yeah, and you're part, technically, of the party.
Yeah, I'm there.
Attacking, yeah.
I've got blood on my shit. That's the thing, yeah. You asking about blood. I've got blood all over my shit.
Mm.
So I don't know if that was from that or from the fight before, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because old Bill took my trousers, my shoes, my t-shirt, and I remember I had a brand new pair of Nikes. I can't remember what it was, but I had a brand new pair. I was absolutely gutted. I had a Nike shell suit, kind of tracksuit bottoms, you know what I mean? And fucking hell. And the police took them. But anyway, I'm nicked heavily because somehow, whatever, they know that there was two of these people. And they've just driven up the street, Wellesley Road. Yeah, they've driven up the road to like near the church,
mm-hmm.
and my man's jumped over the wall of the church and is like lying right next to the wall. You know what I mean? And I don't think he even knew about feds. That was his idea of trying to dust, like, because he's that fucked. To give you an idea how fucked he was, he just managed to get to there, jumped over the wall, and lie behind the wall. And I remember this woman fed coming home to me and saying, nah, you're fucked. Like, we've got your mate lying behind this wall. Mm. Rare, 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 rare. You're gone. So gone to the police station. And he's obviously in a really bad way. Now, from this moment, I'm separated from them lot. I'm separated as like a what's it called? Like a defendant.
Mm.
And he's... So I don't really know until the court case happens, then I hear what's been happening to what the police have done with and shit like that. So bang, I'm nicked, and then they've got Cheat as well. And to be from there, I never saw him.
Mm. Apart from the dude who got injured, basically, yeah.
No, for ex-best well. Mate. You know what I mean? Because we were nicked, like you said, separated. Bosh.
Mm.
and it's a serious charge, and it goes to Crown Court.
What's the charge?
I'm thinking, I can't remember. I don't think it was.
Was that manslaughter or something?
It's
like
one
that?
Of those ones where I can't. Yeah, something around one of those kind of things. Yeah, but I can't remember if it was attempted or what was, or if it's just, or if it was aggravated GBA, or if it was. I can't remember.
Mm.
But it was obviously on some being ridiculously violent charge.
You almost killed the motherfucker, man. Not you, but cheat almost killed the fucking guy, man. Thankfully, he didn't, man. Jesus Christ. Like, he was in a coma, wasn't he, for a little bit? Like, it was really serious, man. That shit weren't no fucking joke, man. That shit was crazy, man.
Horrible.
And I remember hearing about it as well afterwards, man. And I didn't know any of these details at all. I just remember hearing...
So I don't know what's been ever said, because no one's ever come to chat to me about it, because I was fucking there. You know what I mean? So I've never heard any kind of bullshit rumor. I've never heard anything.
You know what? This dude who it happened to, I've know the guy and I've met him several times, and he definitely strays away from that comment. He doesn't want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? I know that for a fact.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? And fair enough. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even imagine
more than fair enough
experiencing something like that, man. Shit.
More than fair enough. That's why it's kind of selfish to talk about it, because this is just my side, but you've completely fucked, like, the whole thing I was in.
If anything, life. I mean, maybe we talk about this at the end, but yeah, sorry. I'm just going to say, like, you know, this is we're not glorifying anything to do with this type of behavior. This is just shit that happened. You know what I mean? Young men, testosterone-filled men, insecure, you know what I mean? In a world like graffiti where it's illegal in its essence, you know what I'm saying? And certain
there's
lines
more
got...
like you've got to be like a bad man just, and everyone else is getting fucking jacked everywhere.
And like I said, in hindsight, man, you know, we can look back as adults, as grown men, and with kids, you know what I'm saying? I know you got kids and shit, you know what I mean? Like, it changes your perspective so drastically from back then, you know what I mean? And the things we were not only capable of doing, but, like, you know, like, just stupid. Like, out of just insecurities and out of fucking just, oh, I'm a bad man, or I don't want them to think I'm a pussy, or whatever type of bullshit thing
kind of shit
that I'm so easy to walk away from nowadays. I just easily just go, okay, whatever, I don't give a fuck what you think, and walk away from a situation. Back then, we didn't feel like we could do that, when we could have. Of course we could have. And, you know, but if you did, then, you know what I mean? Oh, you're a target now, you're a pussy. You know what I mean? It's convoluted. It's wrong to do what Cheat did, of course. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not justifying what he did, because that was fucking definitely way, way over the line.
Oh, bruv!
Yeah.
Fucking hell!
What?
Fucking hell!
What?
Tell me if I'm right, yeah? SDF had a massive beef with Cheat.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, huge.
And like you said, we were bridges earlier, and then we drifted apart. Yeah.
But that was over, man. That wasn't even over.
But one time, I can't believe, I'm walking somewhere.
Mm.
Don't know what I'm doing. I might have been doing something. I can't remember what I was doing. And I get kidnapped.
Yeah, I remember
in the middle
of
the street.
I remember hearing about that. I wasn't there.
You were there.
I wasn't there.
You were there. Yes, you were there, bro.
Is
you
it?
Were there.
No, I remember hearing about it. I wasn't there.
No, you were there. You were in the car.
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen, you kidnapped me, bro.
Let's not get into that story now. Let's continue with the story.
Oh, let's not
about.
Get into that. Let's get into that.
We'll get into it later, yeah. But
Because do you know why I got kidnapped? Because of Cheat.
Yeah,
because
they were trying to find
another
Cheat.
Another thing, yeah.
I remember they had a compass and they were like juking you with the compass. Is that, do you remember that or no?
Insta had a baseball bat.
I know he had a baseball bat.
There's like four or five men. One of them didn't, I won't say who he is, didn't even do graph.
I know. That was the crew, man. We were trying to find Cheat, basically.
And I'm like, yo.
Yeah. It was crazy. But let's not get into that.
Kidnapped her.
Let's not get
taken to my brethren's house. He's not even my house or anything. Taken to my brethren's house. They're like, to go and see if he's there. Do you know what I mean? And Cheat hated those guys.
Yeah.
The hated them.
Yeah. Don't mention
names.
We're
like knocking
please.
On people's doors.
I remember that. I remember that now. But let's not stray off the story. Come on, we've already been an hour now, man. Let's wrap.
That is the story, bruv. You and me doing a podcast. You fucking kidnapped me.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
You did.
It was them.
It was you were there. And it was because of the guy who we're talking about in the fucking story.
Yeah, but it's a separate point. It's a separate story though. But yeah.
Well, it happened to me because of him. And this is, I'm just saying it because it's just another thing, yeah? There's a beef. I'm thinking, fuck, you know. Anyway, we go to I'm working as a carpenter's apprentice, yeah. Down Trustly Arches, Hammersmith Arches, mad. It was sick down there. Access to the Hammersmith.
Is that where you were getting the motorbike?
Yeah, the lessons from there. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, it's sick. And every day I had to fucking tell the geezer that I used to go to work, and then get a phone call, and then have to go and see the boss and say, I have to go to court again.
Mm.
You know, bosh. I had to go to court bare times. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So originally, yeah.
It was a very serious fucking court case, man. This dude almost fucking died, man. You know what I mean? Mm. And yeah.
And I don't want to... I can't... I'm just now worried about facts because I was... As far as I'm concerned, yeah, and I can't remember what I was charged with, but I was obviously charged with cheat.
Mm-hmm. Like assisted...
Aggressors, you know what I mean?
Manslaughter or so some shit like that.
Because I'm getting fully... rinsed, fully interrogated, blah, blah, blah.
Jesus.
And
you don't have to go every single detail. You can say...
No, but some of the details that fucked my life up, bruv. This bare shit happened in these things. I keep on going court, rare. They've got my clothes with blood on. There's a fucking... The cameras at Gunnersbury Station are working.
Mm-hmm.
You remember back then, sometimes those they weren't even working and they had those screens there, just nothing on there, rare. And bare shit used to happen around there. Yeah. And it was never, and they were fucking working, like all angles, bruv.
Mm.
Like three of, you know what I mean? You're thinking, fucking hell. Everyone's watching the fight, like bare times on the fucking, the court and rare. On these pretty crisp screens, there was this long blonde haired woman. She was a witness. I remember her being on the platform because you see the video when you're watching it, you're like, oh shit, that's her. Like, fuck me, I remember that. And I'm thinking, fuck it, oh, like,
yeah,
they've got witnesses and they've got cameras. And I'm like,
yeah, but
fuck.
On the station, they witnessed.
Because I've gone down on the track, and I don't know how aggressive I've been looking, you know what I mean? But I've been going on the tracks to get the fucking bodied person up. So I'm blatantly with him, you know what I mean? I'm just like, yo.
Yeah, but they're witnessing. Dude beat up cheat on the station.
And one day, a fed comes to my house. Or comes to me. I can't remember. They came to my house. I can't remember if this one's on the phone or in the house. And he's like, yo, there's a woman and a man. And they're like, yo, like, we know everything. Yeah. We've seen it. We've got everything. You've seen everything in the same court as us. Mm. Like, and you need to be made. Like, this is going to really, I can't remember what it was, if it was a charge or if it was just, this is going to really, you know, but you're going to be the chief witness against cheat.
Against your mate. Yeah.
Against cheat.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, say, if you want to, I was like, what?
And remember, what? People, this isn't a charge, like a graffiti criminal damage charge or anything like that. This is a fucking, like, almost an attempted murder fucking charge, man. This is serious shit.
But you're the only one who was there. You were there at all times, and you were there when they got like this last wound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what do you mean? You know what I mean?
Mm.
So I've gone now for thinking, what's my charge in this case?
Mm.
To thinking, for fuck's sake. They know I'm there. They know I've.
Are you doing the standard no comment thing, basically?
At the time, just doing no comment.
Yeah, at the time, that's just standard procedure with police. You just say no comment.
But this has got like past no comment. This has gone to Crown Court. Yeah, you know what I mean, it's still there. You know, I haven't got a lawyer or anything. You know what I mean? Yeah, my dad is fucking like that's it for him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Imagine.
And. He didn't help me out at all, and I was going through like that getting a free lawyer shit.
Mm.
And but I was, I can't remember, there was a delay, I can't remember what it was for me, but anyway, I was in like no set position, and then bam, you're going to be chief witness against your against this guy. And I remember going, well, chief witness against what? Because you're showing, I'm watching the same fucking videos as you, bruv. Do you know what I mean? Everyone knows what happened, because they didn't see shit when it happened down the street. You know what I mean? They only saw like these fucking scuffles that went on the tracks. And so now everyone gets the word out now. Yeah. Like people in my crew. That theme is now grassing against Cheat. And all this kind of shit. But there's in the crowd, in the court, I don't know if it was just the last day or what, a lot of writers came. I was getting death threats from and like we're gonna fucking just, that's it. I'm like, yo, I haven't been charged. I haven't done, this is my only, this is what they're telling me to do. Like, I've, you know what I mean? What the fuck am I going to do? And lost all my friends, all the friends, because they were, none of them were there. I mean, just the graph friends. I mean, didn't lose my friends. But I just lost all the writers because of this. And I don't know what's been said, or if I mean, I'm going to be grassing him up, really, but I was just made a witness against him. A witness at the scene. That was, you know what I mean? That was it. And I'm saying it was against him because he was obviously fucked up. Anyway, it went on for days and days,
Let me just say, by now, during the court and all this stuff, the dude who got injured, he survived, obviously, and he came.
Survived,
And
all his family are there, of course.
You know what I mean?
You're fucking looking everyone in the eye. It's fucking rank. And the police, in the ambulance, he's had a problem, this guy. I can't remember what it was. It's a serious one. And there's evidence in photos of these, what had to happen. They had to operate on him immediately to which made something worse on him, to get in and save his life, basically, I guess, because that's the only reason you would do that. But I wasn't there. This is in the ambulance, And there was photographic evidence of this. And then there was photographic evidence and other photos. Basically, photos is where like the police just completely fucked it. They lost, because you know when you get everyone gets nicked and then the court case isn't for a while.
And back then,
they lost bare evidence. That they were using against Cheat. Basically,
so they needed So they needed you to fill in those gaps, because back then this was before everything was digitized.
But I don't know. I didn't know this until the end of the case. Because you got to understand, for me now, I'm going to court on a almost daily basis, to a Crown Court situation where everyone there is looking at me to weigh me in. And to make it worse now, which was obviously, it's not worse, but in those stupid circles it's worse. His mum started giving me a lift back.
Because
she lived close to this, in the same area.
Wow.
So I've gone from being nicked in this situation, to get, I've got a couple of times, maybe just once, I can't remember, but a lift back with his Marge and him.
Wow.
And him to the area. And for that, in those stupid worlds, it just makes it like 500 times worse. Now you're getting lift with my man's mum going home. And people started like getting word of this, you know what I mean? And I was getting fucking grief from all angles, from like people with like, it got up to, in graph circles, it got up because some of those men, like, and I won't mention people, of those people there, they were getting in with this and shit like that, and I was just getting like, my graph career was getting done, and I was getting fucking who the fuck, what's going on with you, everywhere I went.
Anyway, no, but also I want to say as well, like, you know, all the stress and the fuckeries that you were facing, ultimately, man, you didn't get a rock in your head. You know what I'm saying, man? Like,
I'm now going home with my guy's mum.
Yeah.
And him. and like, you know, me and Chi have been split up, yeah, and it's an offense for one of us to contact each other in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like lawyered up hard. You know what I mean? He's getting charged on his J's. Mm. You know what I mean? He's fully defending himself. And his family are in the court as well, man. I remember them now. Fuck. And somehow, I think it was a number that I didn't have, but somehow he gets a text or a page to me. I can't remember what it was, yeah. He's contacted me.
Mm.
And it was all about, like, delete these texts afterwards where I can't speak, I'm not allowed to speak to you. And he's like, yo, my lawyer is going to phone you tomorrow and he's going to ask you a question and you have to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, I think it had more than that in it, the actual text itself. But the crux for it that was for me was, you know, this is what he's asking. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I get the call from the geezer's barrister or whoever it was the next day. And he's like, my client says that you, and you, and you. And I'm thinking, what the fucking hell? Yeah,
they're trying to shift some of the blame onto you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To lessen it for him, basically.
But bare charges. Yeah. But if you say you told him to pick up a rock, yeah,
mm.
and I quote, like, dash it in his head or whatever it was, yeah. like, cheated, obviously said to him, yo, this is what happened. He told him the whole story. And And I'm like, whoa, like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you say that tomorrow in court or whenever it was, next day, whatever, then that's what you need to do.
Mate, they're trying to make out, like, when you were trying to, like, you know, save face and you were, like, consoling your mate after being beaten up, going, yo, well, I would have just fucking dashed a rock in his head. You know what I mean? Not saying to him, yo, pick up a rock and run after him now and dash him in his head. You weren't saying that. But they're trying to twist it to be like that so that some of the shit on him...
The charges come down.
Come down, yeah, exactly.
The charges suddenly came down, yeah? And it was because I didn't know why they couldn't. I'm not sure I was even allowed to speak to this geezer from my house. You know what I mean? It was only time me and him spoke, he was grilling me and we was in court.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if I could have grassed him up, you know what I mean? That would have been bad. I'm not sure I was even, but he said, like, this is what's going to happen. Rare. You got to say yes. When he asks you, when you get asked in court, if you're going to pick up this rock and dash in, you got to say yes.
Hmm.
And man, I'm basically a kid, man.
Yeah,
I remember thinking this is way. And my dad has just played zero, interest in it whatsoever. He's like deliberately just locked me. So I'm completely like,
you're just on your own.
What the fuck am I doing? Like,
man.
Trying to go to this shit job where me and my brethren, Pud, we're just smoking weed all day, being carpenters, and then I'm suddenly in this fucking mess. And go to court the next time. Someone, you know, barrister obviously says to me, did you tell him to pick up the rock? And then, and then that's, you know, I just said, I remember his family being here. That's when I like properly clocked, like who was, and I can remember certain writers and they know who they are, the people there. I know you was there, you know what I mean? And his fucking sisters and his fucking, my family and that were there. And I'm guessing they know about this question coming up, but you know, if they don't, it doesn't matter. But it's like a significant question for his defense. Yeah. And I remember just taking like a little while, and then I said yes. I told him to I just said yeah. I told the truth, and then said yeah.
Mm.
And I can't remember really what happens after that, but. That's me saying, yeah, that's what I said to him to say. And remember now I'm being a witness in a court. Like, he's my best mate. His family are there. So, of course I'm going to say it, innit? Because that's what I said.
Situation to be in, man.
And he's there. And they've still got, like, years of, like, close brethrenship with, like, you know,
good mates. I get it, man. I get it.
So I'm thinking, and I said, yeah, that's, yeah. That's what I said.
Oh man, that's so.
From there, I can't remember, but I'm assuming his charges were. I'm just talking now as like someone who fucking been through, you know, knows how it was.
And also,
his charges would have been reduced to. And then I think it went to GBH anyway. Anyway, yeah, the final of the thing is, I'm pretty sure he didn't get charged with shit.
Oh.
Because the old Bill lost so much shit.
Oh, because of the lack of evidence what they lost from the ambulance and shit like that.
Yeah. But if he was around with us and that, he might say, no, I got... I don't know, because obviously I stopped going. I don't know what he got, but he didn't go jail. I know that. He didn't. And he had to leave. We had to be separated from, like, by this, you know, different place.
And ultimately, from what I know of Cheat, like I said, I went to school with him and all that stuff. The dude, like, obviously, I don't know. I'm not in his head. But there's no way he wanted to kill the guy. You know what I'm saying? No, yeah, you get an emotions, you know what I mean? No, and you, like we were saying not. About no, we losing just, face no. and all this stuff. Because I believe, like, you know, yo, if the dude was a murderer and he had murderous intent, then damn right, shove him in jail. You know what I'm saying?
But put it all down to that kind of
environment. It just went way.
What we were all doing at the time, it just, or how we were living.
Just went way too fucking far, man. And this is, if anything, if anyone
we
wants to
take it way too far.
And if anyone wants to take anything from this story, man, it's like. A mistake, yeah, like that alters the path of your life, man. So any young'uns listening to this now who might be getting involved in shit like this or, you know, beefing with people and all these things, man, just, I know it's difficult for you to have perspective as a kid, as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, and like, yeah, I'm a bad man, yeah, all this stuff. And yeah, I can punch this guy. Like even I've heard stories, someone punching someone in the face, them falling over, hitting their head on a curb or on a rock and fucking dying, man. There's mad stories like that and people going to prison for fucking a large chunk of their life, man, over an involuntary, drunken, fucking stupid mistake, man. And if now looking back, I mean, I'm not going to talk for you, Theme, man. You can say your piece, but I want to say, like, walking away from a situation, yeah, no matter how hard it might feel in the moment, believe me, you're going to more likely later on down the line look back and go, yeah, I did the right thing. As opposed to like, no, I should have knocked him out. I should have fucked him up. I know in the moment you feel like that, but I'm telling you, down the line, looking back in hindsight is 20/20, as they say. Like so many times you could just easily walk away and all the shit that comes afterwards from walking away, that shit fades away, man. That's not a big fucking thing. Anyway, sorry.
It's completely like it didn't exist, that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so fucking
it's such
stupid,
such, like,
man.
Old talking, you know, decades.
I want to say thanks as well, Theme, for real, for sharing that, man. I know you was a bit conflicted when we chatted before we started recording and you said you wanted to talk about this and whether you should or whether you shouldn't, and if it's a bit selfish because it's only your side and not the other people's side, you know. But I'm glad you spoke about that. I think it's important to hear stories like that because, okay, we joke a lot about stuff like that in this pod about beefs and people rocking and all that. Yeah, and it can be fun and it can be funny and, you know, when people aren't seriously hurt, man. But in this occasion, someone got seriously fucking hurt. And like we said, this guy, you all fucking know this guy, man. You've all seen his art and he's an incredible graffiti writer. We would have lost all that.
If the worst had happened. He batters you.
Oh, he'll burn all of you fuckers. For real.
He batters you.
And maybe
we need to make that clear, yeah? I've always, you know, he's gone way above and beyond any sort of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this, yeah, he batters you. And if you do that style or this style, let him do that style and he will batter you.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm coming from. And I want to make that clear that I've always known that this geezer is.
And can I say as well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Theme, he has not only not held a grudge about this situation, which is admirable, he's not let it fuck his shit up, you know what I mean? And he's only gone to grown up into higher and higher heights, man. So props to my man.
And big up to him, yeah, for getting that dub. This is what I remember Cheat getting fuming, yeah. We never even thought about this route.
Yeah.
There's a fish and chip shop on near Turnham Green, yeah?
Yeah.
And they've got a sidewall there. They've got no building above it.
Ah.
That's a mad reach. And he in terms that. Of people seeing it, he did that and it fucked him off.
It was like in the heart.
It fucked us off, man. I was like, late, and that's an amazing reach.
And I don't know, to be honest, I want to put this out there. If he hears this, man, you know, I want to say I'd love to have him on as a guest on the pod in the future. I mean, I doubt he would want to talk about this issue in particular, but I'd love to talk to him.
Yeah, we won't even talk about it.
Yeah, but anyway, and, I just want to say,
I hope I haven't offended him by talking about it. But my point of view, I was trying to get jobs, trying to go to work, and this completely, like, for all of my friends were against me. Like, all of my, and then people who weren't my friends because the rumor spread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was getting problems from like serious problems,
and from it's mad.
Lots of different people, and then, and you know what I mean. I had to try and do the right thing by him and say, you know, yeah, it was just like fucking.
That's a crazy, a
horrific situation to be in.
Horrific.
I've never been in anything like that.
And people, you know, hearsay and rumors spread, and people talking shit about. Both sides, you know what I mean, whatever it might be, man, it's mad. But like I said, that dude,
and the whole time, yeah, the whole time I was shit. I was shit, you know what I mean? That's when I was like, I remember, because he was better than me, so we do dubs and I look at mine, I might even be quite happy with mine and then I look at his, I think, oh, for fuck's sake, like, it makes mine look even worse. You know what I mean?
I'm sure we got
to that stage where with him as well, from like towards the end when he was like, yeah, I can't be paying with this geezer anymore. You know what I mean?
But
he was getting little links with like MTS and stuff.
But yeah, it's crazy, man. Listen,
that's who I was with when I got put in by MTS by saying on the train.
Oh, wow.
And I never put it up.
You were with Cheat.
Because I was so toy. It's like, there's no way. Mm. Like, he just didn't really know, like, you know what I mean?
Yo, that's crazy, man. Listen, Themos. Yeah,
I was a cheat.
We were going to do graffiti critique, but I tell you what, we've gone way over time now. I just want to play a tune on the way out. Again, theme, thank you for sharing that, for real. I know it's a fucked up portion of you know, your life and shit, but... Genuinely,
I just hope it's all good now for you.
Yeah, I you know, touch wood.
No complaints.
No long-lasting fuckeries. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, again, I don't know. I don't want to speak on behalf of anyone, but yeah, it's, you know, party people. This has been quite a serious episode of.
It has been quite serious, man.
No, but it's good.
We should do the graph sketches or something. Do one.
Nah. It's way too. We've gone way over time, man. No. We will do next time, though. Thanks to everybody sending in graffiti critique. We will be back next Wednesday, as every Wednesday, man. Arms House to your mom's house. Again, I want to reiterate that kind of the moral of this story is it's not worth it, party people. Don't be doing crazy shit off the cuff, like on spur of the moment, reactionary, emotional, fucking crazy shit. You can fuck your shit up doing stuff like that, man. Be a bit more calculated. Have humanity, you know what I'm saying? And know that when you're young, know that beefs and all these things, they don't last forever, man. They feel like they do at the time, and you feel
but
like...
your life does. Your life does, and you'll continue to like look back on it and continue to like be around the same people. You know, it's ridiculous. It's just a stupid thing to get into.
Nah, no doubt. And again, thank you for sharing, Theme. Genuinely. Yeah, man. And we'll talk about the time when we kidnapped you on a different episode.
It's not even funny. This is actual Arms House. In your mum's house.
Nah, it's all love. But listen, I want to go out on this tune. It's self-titled and Buck Wild. Buck Wild is part of DITC, incredible hip-hop producer. Self-titled is a dude, I can't remember where he's from, but he's a mad punchline rapper. And he did an album with Buck Wild Buckwild had all these beats from the 90s that never got used. Yeah. Buckwild, he produced that tune, Whoa, by, you know,
he produced loads.
He produced all your favorite hip hop tunes, basically. And self-titled, basically, got linked with him, did a whole album called 1990 Now. Yeah. It came out in 2012, I think, if I'm not mistaken. It's an incredible.
Didn't he do the Bootcamp Click shit, all their shit as well?
Oh, Buckwild did a bunch of stuff. He did some killer remixes of everybody. Like, Buckwild is an incredible, one of my all-time favorite producers, in my top three, for sure. And anyway, self-titled, he did an album with him called 1990 Now. I urge everyone to go check out the album. Mad slept on album, man. All these old beats from the 90s that Buckwild did, he took them out of the vault and they made a whole album. This one is called Mad Ammo, featuring FT. From Buckshot and all them lot, what they fucking called, man? FT,
Bootcamp,
yeah, right? From the boot camp and that, and RA the Rugged Man. It's called Mad Ammo. It's an ill one. The video is jokes as well, but check it
you
out.
Know my name, son.
But yo, party people, leave a comment, leave a like, join the Patreon, send us an email, all that good stuff.
Big up for listening. Big up for listening. Big up for listening.
Salute, yo.
Buck Wild for self or with the crew.
Cause he can maybe bust you for self or with the crew.
Check it out, theme. Oh. Check out the lyrics.
This is nice.
Let's do it.
Uh-oh.
These rappers better watch out. Cause we the livest in the house, boy, without a doubt.
Uh-oh.
And you ain't know what this about. We got 100 rounds. We ain't come to talk it out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we party hard on
Mardi Gras.
And body all without a motherfucking body
guard.
Everybody face get scarred. Play with God, you gon' come face to face with a shark.
Haters be trying to keep F a secret. Eat dick, I'm not the one to beef with. Peep this, dog, you gon' rest in pieces. For acting like Sylvester, Garfield, Heathcliff. Pussy MCs, I run through your shit. Like an untrained blue nose pit who won't quit. Foaming at the mouth cause the bitch is sick. I'm screaming 6 words, fuck you and suck my dick.
Bitch.
You get served, stepping to me. I guarantee you gon' see something you probably have
never
would see. On top is where I'm destined to be. Stop yapping, I make you quit rapping indefinitely. And I make hits effortlessly. Mr. F to the T is getting money, smoking medicine leaves. To be honest, it's a deadly disease. I'm way ahead of my league, laying verses for incredible fees. I got an incredible flow, competitors know. Not to ask for a chance, I'm not letting it go. Give me money, cash, and ash instead of the blow. You gonna make me spaz and smash your head in the door.
These rappers better watch out, cause we the livest in the house.
I'ma let it play out.
What's this called? This is downloaded.
Mad Ammo.
Yeah, we party hard at
Mardi Gras.
Body all without a motherfucking body
guard.
Everybody face get scarred. Play with God, you gon' come face to face with a shark.
Double barrel from my vocal booth, I shoot with both lungs. Find me in Beirut with blowguns, I'm Beirut with home runs. You're a crackhead with bass hits, preaching to the choir like Mace did. They put a price on my head, I asked them how much it was. Told them find the guy who put the hit, and I'll double it up. No, you can't run circles around us, triangular force.
Double it up.
Around each ring war like a rude boy shot that steel alloy binoculars. Peeping your movements, why is he abusive? Cause it's easy to do it, have your jaw wired. Now a straw's required to eat some soup shit. Bitches get soup quick. Wanna know how the meat tastes? Want a man focused on his briefcase? Haagen-Dazs cheesecake at fancy restaurants. Even my chicken breast got a bulletproof vest on. These rappers better.
I gotta play RA the Rugged Man bird.
And you ain't know what this
too
is
good.
We got 100 rounds, bitch. We ain't come to talk it out. Yeah, we party hard at Mardi Gras. And body all without a motherfucking bodyguard.
I can picture him on this.
Might check me to the tour, baby. I'ma do ya and act like I never knew ya. I'm a dirtbag loser, use your abuser. You better pray I don't choose ya. I bloody you and bruise ya. Take you off the streets and recruit ya. You money making, it's your money. I'm shaking, taking your cake and cooking your crack and get it shaking and baking. You basically basing Mercedes and Ronald Reagan. Wiggle whack, draw crack, sugar pop, dig them smack. See me rip a track, young hoes sipping similar. Bring it back, I'm shoving pipes up the asses of dykes. Fuck women's rights. I got more pussy on me than hermaphrodites. You hear what I'm doing?
then say no more. I could smash you with punchline from 94. Swing chop, bloody axes, yeah. Send the bodies to the graves. I'm the proof to the theory that white men come from caves. Opposite the pacifist, if you Catholic, I'm like a nun with a ruler slapping your wrist. I'm hazardous when I'm packing the cannon. I'm packing this bitch. Rugged man, is he man of remit? Is he bagging your chick? Is he punching the rigid stamina? Sick, Bucky, yo, we stay street. I was down with Buck in the early 90s when he was putting sleigh bells in every beat. I'm like, do the jokers for couple because I'm like more than high strung. I get slightly dumb. How many styles have I begun? Come on.
Party people.
Party people. Episode 52.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?